the rest of the story. Billy was 21. At what ought to have been the beginning, he instead was facing the end. Professionally, he was washed up. The girlfriend on whom he had depended so heavily deserted him, and when the rent money ran out, he slept in empty houses and all-night laundromats. And then one day, hungry and homeless and penniless, he swallowed his pride and returned to his mother's house. Mother tried to comfort Billy, but it was no use. He felt like, well, he felt like a bum. And so when Mom left to go shopping, Billy went to the hall closet. He looked at the bottles of household chemicals. Under his breath, he said, "I'm going to kill myself." In utter despair, he saw the world as better off without him. So he reached out for the chlorine bleach. No, he thought that would taste too bad. So he grabbed a bottle of furniture polish and he drank it down, whole thing. But nothing happened. And so, having failed even at suicide, Billy did what he believed was the only thing left. He admitted himself to the psychiatric observation ward of a local hospital. And there he told the doctors, "Unless you do something, I'm going to kill myself." Did Billy realize that once institutionalized, he would have to stay there for 3 weeks, they asked him? Billy nodded. He knew. Well, it told him to take off his clothing, and they gave him a smock to wear and some Thorazine to swallow, and they banished him to the astonishing other world, where Billy learned the rest of the story. Everybody slept in the same big room. That's everybody, including those Billy perceived as schizophrenics, drug addicts, hardcore alcoholics, some homicidal maniacs. Each daily routine was the same. Get up in the morning, they give you Thorazine. Have breakfast, they give you another tranquilizer. Have lunch, watch TV, have dinner, get another pill, and go to sleep. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. Stare at the wrong patient, he'll push your head into a wall, or worse. Insist you're fine and you want out, a nurse will give you more Thorazine. Talk to the more coherent patients, try to carry on a conversation with some whose lives have been filled with desperation from the start, the ones who are fighting truly impossible odds, the ones who are unlikely ever to get out, certainly not at any time soon, if at all. And then you start to realize how lucky you are to be drug-free, maybe a little depressed, but at 21, really, you're facing a lifetime of wonderful possibilities compared to all of these other people. When Billy left the hospital after the mandatory 3 weeks, he thought again and again of the men that he had met, people with real problems, and he vowed that no matter how bad things got in his life, he would never, ever again feel sorry for himself. And thus far, to this day, he has kept that promise, and surviving, he has brightened the world which he sought to abandon 16 years ago. He has encouraged it and us with music. For Billy Joel is the singer-songwriter who skyrocketed to stardom, insisting, "I love you just the way you are." Folks in the business say Billy Joel is such an upbeat kind of guy. Well, that's so. But now you know the rest of the story.